Hello?
Miss Victoria, we got disconnected. If it happens again, I'll call you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Is this a good number to reach you then?
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay. And a good number to reach your dad?
It will be 267.
Mm-hmm.
780.
Uh-huh.
8255.
All right. I just need you now to grab some of our information. So when I submit the referral, the coordinators can contact you and send you your hiring application, get you started on your dad, okay? So basically, payroll goes in once a week. Every Friday, you're going to get paid. Anything over 40 hours is time and a half. Are you currently getting your time and a half now?
Yes.
Okay. What else? We do health benefits through AFLAC. If you work through weekends and holidays, I think also it's time and a half.
Okay.
And that's all I know for now on my end. But the coordinator that's going to send you your hiring application, she actually works closely with the caregivers. She's going to be sending benefit packages that, you know, give you in details everything else.
Okay. So, I'm assuming you wouldn't have the hourly rate offhand.
Oh, what? You're in Philadelphia County? Hold on one second. What are you currently making right now so at least we don't drop you?
So I'm currently making $14.75 now.
But you're probably going to be at that rate because that's where the county rate is reimbursed between $14.25 to $15. But I'll try to get you the $15 if he approves the overtime.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to put it down. And then I'm going to be submitting the referral, so you will hear back from the agency.
Okay? All right.
I just need you now to grab some information for me for the agency, okay? So let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Oh.
And I can be reached at 267-551-7410.
Okay.
And the name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care. Are you currently working with the service coordinator over at Keystone?
No. So that's the thing. I think we're gonna be good. We're gonna be all right. Because
they take forever.
We currently with this agency now. So.
You with Family First Care?
Y'all have more.
What's going on, talking to me? Why are you trying to leave? Tell me what's wrong.
So it's just been a lot going on with the clock in and clock out situation. And the supervisor at this time, I guess the management then switched over because we've been here since 2021. But the management and the supervision, everything has been switching over. So, yeah. It's been complicated.
No. If you're not happy, we're not happy. We're going to try to fix that. You tell me exactly where the break is at so we can fix it for you. I don't want you to leave us.
I understand, but I think at this point it's not even an option because, like I said, it was complications with the clock in and clock out. So,
are you on the HHA system? You're utilizing the HHA system?
Yes.
And what particularly is going on with the clock in and clock out? Because we can adjust that. What's going on? Talk to you.
So it's just like the times and everything has been, hasn't really been, it's a lot.
Talk to me, Victoria, so we can fix it.
Yeah, but I don't even think that.
I do retention, so.
I'm sorry.
I said that I do patient retention. I go through all my patients. I talk to them, you know, if anything, any issues arise, we fix it right away. Because our goal is for you to be happy as your dad's caregiver and for your father to be happy with the services he does.
Yes, ma'am.
So I need to know, how can I fix this for you and make it better?
At this point, I don't know, honestly, because
talk to me about your clocking, because that's the problem that I'm sensing you're having. What's going on with the clocking? Is it the hours?
The hours.
Is it you're missing punches?
Hours. I think they need to be adjusted.
You know, you could adjust hours, right, at any
yes.
time, right? Because the CVS is based on patient needs. So if you call and you say to the coordinator, I need to adjust my hours, they have to adjust your
right.
hours. So are they adjusting your hours the way you need them?
Yes. The supervisor that works with me, she does everything to the T. She works with me. She calls me, texts me, things of that nature. But I think it's just a lot on her plate, I should say, because it's, she's like, I guess she don't want to deal with the case. That's the issue that we're dealing with at hand, basically.
Who's your supervisor?
Nina. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nina Knight. I think that's who you're referring to.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. The phone started breaking up.
Miss Nina. I know Miss Nina. Yes. Okay.
Oh, yes. Miss Nina. Miss Nina, she's a very great supervisor. She's been working with me, you know, getting things done. But I think it's just a little too much on her plate, which is understandable. So now this is what we have to result in and find a new agency.
Wow. And this is because of time, the adjustments
yes,
in time?
Ma'am.
But I don't understand what's the problem, because if you need to adjust your time and Nina's adjusting it, are we still having issues with that?
No. There's no, honestly, there's no issues, but I don't want to make anything complicated and make her...
You know that home care is complicated for everyone, right? It doesn't matter.
Yes,
I don't want you to feel that you're overwhelming us. That is our job, okay? And if you're saying that Nina is good to you and she's a good supervisor, do you think you're going to have that relationship? These agencies out here suck.
I know.
Suck,
I know.
I'm
We've
sorry
been with this agency for so
that.
Long. That's why...
And let me help you. Let me help you, because there's no need for you to go anywhere, okay? If we can adjust things and make them better for you,
okay?
I'm going to pass this information along to Nina's supervisor. This is not something for her to get in trouble, nothing like that, okay? This is just something that if we need to go in and check and make adjustments and fix times, if we need to do it 100 times a day, then guess what, Victoria? We're going to do those adjustments 100 times a day, and we're going to be happy to do them for you.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
Because that's our job.
Yes,
all right?
Ma'am.
So I'm going to make notes of this conversation. I do not want you to leave us.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can get you approved. When was the last time you had a raise?
It's been a while. We just really started getting holiday pay. So...
What do you mean you just started getting holiday pay?
Like I said, we've been with Family First for a while. At first, we had Shakita. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but Shakita was our worker at first, and we weren't getting holiday pay at all. Then that's when the management switched to Mr. What's his name? I can't even think. It's off the back of my head, Mr. It switched.
Yeah, Yona.
Mr. Yona. Switched to Mr. Yona.
Okay.
And I spoke with Mr. Yona. I let him know. I informed him what was going on and the holiday pay. He then looked at the pays that we missed, and he gave me the back pay for those,
uh-huh,
for the holidays.
Good. Good.
So we've been Family First been working with us as well as we've been working with them, so with you guys. So we don't,
I see
yeah,
that.
We don't really want to disconnect the relationship, but
no, don't unplug
yes
me, girl. Do not unplug me, because we're not here for that. We're here to fix things, okay? So this is important feedback for us as an agency, because when you're not happy, the agency's not happy. So we pride ourselves in being number one in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm,
right now because of our customer
yes
service.
Ma'am.
because we're in, all in with our patients. And if you notice, you said several times that, you know, you like the services that you're getting and you don't want to leave. If these are minor adjustments that we can make to just continue to make you happy, then this is what we want to do for you. And I'll be happy you did that. So let me work my magic, okay? I'm going to put in a request to get you a raise. I don't know how much of a wiggle room there's going to be because the state reimburses by county.
Okay.
And because we do pay overtime, it goes higher than your normal return that the state gives. Okay? So we don't want to put the agency in arrears. But I'm going to discuss it with my boss because even a quarter, a raise is a quarter raise, okay? Try to get you at that 15. And also, you know, again, you're not giving me specifics on the timing and what's going on with the HHA and you're clocking in and out. If you could tell me specifics, then I can go specifically in and adjust that for you. So what exactly is the problem with adjusting your time?
So it's just, I guess because it's an over, I'm going to have to switch the time. That's just number one, because I've been doing overnight scheduling, so I really haven't been clocking in and out as I'm supposed to. I guess because, like I said, it's overnight, so when I don't clock in, I'll call her and see what I can do. She'll inform me, put in the time sheet, things of that nature. But I guess that's, you know, it's not.
But you know what that is, right? The timesheets are no longer a thing.
Right, right, right.
So, and the government instilled that 2 years ago. All agencies have to eliminate
timesheets.
And the reason for that being is the fraud that's happening. Because patients were signing off on the caregivers because it's a family and a friend, but the caregiver wasn't showing up to work. They weren't doing the job that they were getting paid for, and a lot of seniors were dying alone without services.
Definitely.
So the state stepped in and mandated these agencies to put this HHA system so that it better the situation as far as you got to clock in with the patient. It showed that you're at the patient's home. And then when you leave, it gives you a series of questions, you know, of the tasks that you performed the day of.
Right.
So it's a more organized, structured system. So when you don't clock in and out, it sets payroll off the buzzer. Because now the coordinators have to chase you, have to get your time in. They have to send you a physical time card. You have to sign it. The patient has to sign it. So you're basically paralyzing right now at this point the payroll. Because in order for you to get paid on time, everybody else's time has to be held back until you submit your paperwork. So you understand Nina's role, how crazy that can get? Okay, so now that I give you that little bit of a background, now you understand,
right? Ma'am.
So what we just need to do is adjust your time. So what times is best for you? What times is best for you where you know for a fact you're going to be able to successfully clock in and out? And if it does arise, you know, where, you know, you forget or, you know, you couldn't, it's okay because Nina, again, she's going to chase you for that time card. She's going to make sure that you're getting paid.
Yes, ma'am. I would say
you want to work on a tentative schedule and then come back to me and give it to me. All right, you have my direct number, right?
Yes, ma'am. What I can is
267-551-7410. What I want you to do is come up with a tentative schedule where you know that it's attainable. You're not going to miss your punch-ins. You're going to be able to get into the system and clock yourself in and out. It's so easy like that. Isn't it better for you than having to, you know, chase a time card and the time
sheet?
Yes. All right, Victoria. Send me you're going to call me once you can figure out this schedule that you want to work with so that I can put it in an email.
Okay.
And advocate on your behalf to make these changes possible.
Okay.
Okay. Don't leave
me. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Miss Victoria. Hang in there, okay? We're going to make those adjustments.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.